Easy Sports Talk Show podcast with Ed Smith and Javon Adams. He is Ed Smith. He played not only professional baseball, but he also played in the National Football League for that first Super Bowl-bound team for the Atlanta Falcons. He is also an author and a motivational speaker. What is good, my brother?
Hey, happy Friday to you, bro. And eve of the Final Four out here in Arizona, of all places, and nowhere to go and nothing to do.
That's it. We going to get into that. And you know what? It's for those watching on YouTube, we do this 3 days a week, but you can go subscribe on YouTube. Go follow us. That black shirt that you got on, as the kids say today, is giving vibes of you in there was that one black, you have a picture of it where you're wearing a black where you wear a black shirt. It gives like the Atlanta Falcons days, or maybe your younger days. That's what that shirt is giving. Those are the vibes that it's giving. But we're gonna get into that because I definitely want your choices, and it has to be. I would imagine that it's a sobering reminder that your North Carolina Tar Heels should have been here in the greater Phoenix metropolitan area for the Final Four, though.
Yeah, I mean, last time the Final Four was here, we actually made it to the championship game and won. So, you know, I was looking for a repeat performance. And, you know, it only happened so many years, and it also only coincides with how good your team is to have a shot to make it all that, to make that run. You know, if this was 2 years ago, we wouldn't even made the tournament, you know, whereas this year we were so highly touted and we had that team that could have been there and, you know, just lost. That just shows you how fragile the whole thing is. You know, Alabama, well deserved. Here they are. They went through a gauntlet of teams. I think we got a nice mix, one Cinderella with North Carolina State. And then you got the two number ones, and you got Alabama making their run through us and through Clemson. So all four well deserved. As long as Duke is not in there, bro, I'm good. If Duke would have won last week against NC State, you know how long this week would have been for me and the people, you know, that I have to deal with. So, hey, ding dong, the witch is dead.
So are you going to be, even though your squad is out, are you going to be riveted to the screen during the Final Four games?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You put this much into it, and I'll be there glued and watching because I am interested in the matchups. I do want to see Zach Edey against Burns from North Carolina State. I think that's going to be intriguing. And then it's going to be real cool to see if UConn can continue their dominance because they look like, I mean, they look like wow. And I want to see if that's real, you know, because they are dominant to this point in this in their run here, and it's going to be interesting to see, you know, can anybody knock them off? Because, I mean, they look good, bro. And, you know, it would have been so cool to see, because we played them, North Carolina played them earlier in the season when, you know, before conference play, and they put it on us a little bit. It wasn't a huge loss, but, you know, we lost to them, then we lost Kentucky, then we got our ship righted, and then, you know, we went through our seat. Man, it would have been so cool to see if we could have rebounded and had a second swat at them. But, you know, they have honestly set themselves apart in what they've done through this tournament. They've not been just skimming by in these games. They went on a 30-0 run against Illinois. A number, what, Illinois was a 2 or 3 seed? Went on a 30-0 run. That's not possible. And they did it. So it's going to be
interesting. Yeah, they were a 3 seed,
So it'll be interesting to see if Bama can, you know, keep them under control. At this point, it's not, can you win? Can you just keep this respectable? But, you know, in the tournament, we all know nobody is guaranteed anything, Cole. So I don't think it would be a huge upset if Alabama won. But it would upset a lot of sheets, that's for sure.
Question about that. So you mentioned UConn. Of course, they're kind of I guess you could say the prohibitive favorite to win it all again. The way in which – does it bother you? For some reason, it just sticks out to me for some reason. But does it bother you the way in which Hurley – the head coach of UConn, the way he carries himself, he's very, very confident, bordering on brash at times. When you were playing baseball, let's say, when you were coming up, did you ever carry yourself in that? Were you humble or were you real brash? I'm good and I know I'm good. Because to get this far, you got to be good in the first place. So there's no doubt about that. But it seems like they straddle that line between being very confident and being conceited or brash or arrogant the way in which they carry themselves. Does that bother you at all? It doesn't necessarily bother me, but I just notice it.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Hurley. He takes on so many faces, right?
Yeah.
At one point, it's like, you know, we're the best in the world. And then he flies off the handle because, they're being disrespected. Or, you know, then they got to find an underdog, you know, way to be an underdog. You know, I think he adapts, you know, as these college coaches sometimes have to, the many faces of.
Yeah.
And, you know, the arrogant face, that's something, you know, it's earned, I'll say that much. But he does throw it out there a little bit. And to some, especially if you're a foe of UConn, or even somebody who thinks you should be in the same category as them, it can rub you the wrong way a little bit. As far as I'm concerned, you know, if you can beat the chest and then back it up on the court the way they do, you know, go, you know, I can't be mad at you. I do like a more humble approach. He's a little quirky in a sense, like he's an acquired taste, like Harbaugh is in the NFL now, just like Harbaugh was at Michigan. You know, this eclectic kind of approach sometimes, like I said, it's weird. And he strikes me as a weird dude. And so I'm not going to take anything from him. I'd like to see you earn it when you back it up the way his players do. And not just this year. I say, we got to remember they're defending national champions. So to do what they've done 2 years in a row, it's not seen these days. Think about what he's doing in the era of NIL and the transfer portal. Nobody can keep their players. Seems like he's doing a good job of keeping his program. He's a nice mix of, he's going out and getting some, not the top recruits, but good recruits, a little mix of transfers, and he's, you know, cultivating what he has there in house as well. So yeah, I would say that he's the new model. You know, for a couple of years, everybody thought Calipari, you know, he's with the one and done. That's how you got, and that quickly faded. Of college basketball, especially, you know, try to keep some of the older guys around, a little transfer, and you got to have those fresh recruits. He's doing a pretty good job.
So you think UConn's going to take it all then to cut down the final cutting of the nets?
Honestly, I want to see UConn versus Purdue. This might be the year that Purdue puts up. I like Zach Edey. If those you look at the surroundings, what they have around Zach Edey.
Yeah.
And I don't like to be presumptuous, but you look at it and it's like, you know, doesn't look like the normal acquisition of talent when it comes to, you know. It'd be interesting if they can shoot around Edey with what he does in the middle there. They could give UConn a run. So I'm not going to say it's a foregone conclusion that they win. Purdue, for the first time, like I said, this would be the year that they made the long run, because I didn't pick them going a long way because of what they've done to us in the past. But with Zach Edey, man, if they can shoot around him and he can, you know, control the middle of that paint and do what he's been doing, this could be the year. Like, you know, this could be Purdue's year. So that's what I'm really interested in, to see if those two do match up. You know, if somehow North Carolina State gets past Purdue, then I think that's a wrap. But if Purdue matches up against UConn, I think that could actually be the best matchup we could have looked for as far as the final game.
One of the things that it does kind of annoy me is it's almost a situation of life, right? Because what, last year Purdue was they one seed that lost to a 16 seed, right? And so because of that, If there nobody wants to trust Purdue, nobody. Well, I ain't trusting you for nothing. It makes me think of life, right? So you go in, maybe you try a business and you fail, and they say you'll never be successful. Or you go out for the whatever that team is. Maybe you go out for the basketball team or the football team, and you don't make it. And they say you'll never make the team, or whatever that you ought to approach a nice looking young lady, and the young lady says no, and you'll never get yourself a beautiful, successful young lady. It's all. we all have these things in our life, but the Purdue, we hold that against them for forever. Remember that time I messed up a batch of ribs about 3 years ago and they burnt up and my family won't let me forget that I made those ribs ever. They will remind me at every step. Are you sure you made them right? You didn't walk away from the grill for a couple minutes and all of a sudden it set itself on fire, right? You paid attention. Some people won't let you forget the mistakes that you make. And then when you're successful, they'll say, well, you were supposed to be successful.
That's great. I mean, that's a great look at it. I think because it was such a recent failure in terms of it was just last year. And you remember Virginia did the same thing 2 years ago. They lost to a 16 and they came back and won the title the following year. And Purdue was on the track to have an opportunity to duplicate that. It was, you know, when you're number one seed and you lose to a 16, it's never, Jay, and it never happened in the history of the tournament. And then in back-to-back years, it happens. People are going to remember that, you know. True, and you know, and people remember what they did to their bracket last year.
And they will never, ever. Now, if you're somebody that always tries to have Arizona go deep, University of Arizona, you got to learn. For as brash and arrogant as University of Arizona alum or fans are, they have one national championship to show for. It's wild. It's wild. But anyway. Yeah, so he is Ed Smith. I am Javon Adams. This is the Easy Sports Talk Show.